Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Despite the fact that our lawyers suck, I'm sorry, our lawyers are no fun and have basically prohibited us from doing anything fun on April Fool's Day. This job is supposed to be fun, last time I checked, but you don't want to hear my sour grapes.
No.
I do want to hear how you're having fun, if you've been fooled today, if you were the fooler today. We all heard my miserable attempt at trying to April Fool my first daughter, Abby. My second daughter, Julia, was given the heads up by Abby and said, don't even bother. There's no way you're going to be a vegan.
Yes.
A nice epic fail anyway. So we're going to move on from that.
I've been reading some very funny April Fool's pranks that are harmless, right, but yet funny. The one that really stood out to me was a wife who took her husband's bar of soap and painted it with clear nail polish and then let it dry and put it back, and he couldn't figure out why the soap wasn't lathering.
That's a good prank. That works, huh?
Yeah, well, sure. There's no water's going to get through there, and you wouldn't be able to tell because it's clear.
That is why I'm so happy I made the switch to liquid soap. I got the complete don't even think about pranking me in any way, shape, or form for my girlfriend Sam. So they're, you know, apparently she's also following our lawyer's lead.
833-287-1037.
Scott's in Rancho Santa Fe. Scott, April Fool's joke that you pulled or that was pulled on you?
Well, it pulled on me. I got to work and I looked in my office window and everything was completely destroyed. I had paper thrown all over the place. Looked kind of like somebody had just gone in and ransacked my office. But it was neat. Then I got into the office and saw that there were balloons everywhere and they had tassels put everywhere, and they had found all the candy that I cannot stand from Halloween and had it all over the place that obviously I wouldn't be eating. So it was nice. It was nice. It was one of those ransack and destroy your boss's office type of day.
Oh, so you're the boss. That's why they did it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm one employee short now. No, I'm just kidding. If anybody's looking, no.
Okay. That's pretty indicative of the boss that you must be if they feel cool enough with you to, you know, destroy your office in the name of an April Fool's joke.
I work with six women, and I have to be nice because obviously I'm not really, I call myself the boss to you. I don't call myself the boss at the office.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you sure you're the boss, bro, working with six women? Clearly, you've got a grip on things. All right, cool. Thanks for that.
You bet.
833-287-1037. Whether it happened today or April Fool's Day's past, best way you were punked or the best way you fooled somebody?
Another one I read I have to share because I think this is brilliant. And if my dishwasher hadn't been broken, I would have tried this on my husband because he would have flipped out. The husband bought a brand new toilet brush, just like the one that they have. He put it in the dishwasher, and when his wife saw it and started freaking out, he said, "What? This is the way I've always cleaned it." Can you imagine my husband, Kurt? He would lose it.
833-287-1037. Happy April Fool's Day, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Happy April Fool's Day, Lisa. What you got for us?
Hi. Well, okay, growing up, my mom always made our lunches. Fool's Day, she would have lunch in your sandwich. She would put a piece of cardboard on either side of the cut sandwich, a piece of cardboard when you fit into it.
Every April Fool's Day? Did you ever forget, or did you always remember that she was going to do that?
I don't recall. I just know that it happened a lot. And so I've done it to my husband once. That's it.
Once.
Yeah, once. Because so he remembers. But this morning, he got up after me, and I'm looking out my back door, and I said, "Hey, come," like really quietly telling him to come to me. And he's like, "What?" And I said, "Put some fingers up above my head, like there's a deer out there." So he's coming looking, and he's looking all over and said, "April Fool's." So he felt that was a really good one this morning. So.
Well, it sounds like you really get into it. I'm going back to your mom terrorizing you with cardboard instead of actual food. I mean, when I was a kid, the only thing I looked forward to at school was recess and lunch. I mean, if someone messes with my lunch, it would have ruined my life.
Well, you can take the cardboard out, yes, and there'd still be the peanut butter and jelly or the bologna sandwich, whatever it was.
Thank you. Yeah. You bet. Thank you, Lisa. You're so dramatic, like your lunch was ruined.
Mother ruined my lunch! Happy April Fool's Day. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.